We are on Daf Memtes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We are here in the Mishnah, and Daf Memtes Amud Beis, Kemaseyu Bechel, Kach Maseyu B'Shabbos. Elo Shehoye Memalei Me'erev Shabbos Chovi Shel Zov, She'eina Mekodeshes Min HaShaluach U'Minicha B'Lishke. That if the Mili was Erev Shabbos, they were Memalei with a Chovi Shel Zov, that was not Mekudish. So the Gemara asks, Va'amai Nesi b'Mekudeshes? Why were they Mahadal to be Mamale with a Chobis that's not Mekudish? Bring a Chobis that's Mekudish. Omar Ze'iri Kasobar Ein Shir Lamayim. He holds two things. Ein Shir Lamayim, that means that whatever amount of water went into the Chovis, it would become the Skadish. Because we'll see that a Klishores is only Mekadish Roiloi. But here, whatever comes into the Chovis is Roiloi. That's number one. And number two, he holds a Klishores Mekadshim Shaloi Medas. That even though there's no Rotson from the Memale that it should become the Skadish, but it'll become the Skadish side by side. And therefore, if he would bring a chavis mekadeshes, ifsele lohu belines would become posel belina. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Vamai neisi b'mekadeshes." The kasalke daite he held ena kli mekatchon kedushas haguf li posel belina. Elim kein datoi she yekatchenu akeli. He has to have kavone that the chavis should be mekadeshes. One thing. He held another thing. Im yesh bem yoisa mikishir. If it is more than the necessary shir, ein lo uyim lekeli. So this whole milia keli is not roi to be niskadish. Veina kli mekachon. Veina mekachon ala roi la makeli is only mekadish. That's what's roi for the avoide. And this is not roi. This is more than the shear, so therefore it's not Mekadish. So there are two eitzes to make sure that it shouldn't be Nifsal Belina. So the Gemara says no, that Arta, so Ziri says Artana holds, it doesn't hold both of these eitzes. Number one, Ein Shear Lamai. Shafilu Yaisa Mishloisha Lugim Ruyin Lenasech. That means how much you'll put in, it's always Royal Nisa. Like Pirsha Bem Taira Shiura. Hilkach ru'uyin l'klihein. So it's roi for whatever is put in is roi to be niskadish from the keli. U'kli miyad mekachom, and the keli is mekadish right away. They're still calling the gebe and yigdosh. Vafilu einei roi tzishi yiskachu ad moch, even though he would want that it shouldn't become niskadish till Shabbos. U'kli mekachom miyad shalei midas, it becomes niskadish right away. Is therefore the imaisi b'mekudeshes, if we'll bring a chavis as mekudesh, ifsulu belina. Hoyel v'ikachu kedushas aguf, since the mind became niskadish a kedushas aguf, havelu ke'imurei kolbin, that soif halayla, it'll become nifsal belina. That is Ziri's teretz. Cheskiya omar klishoris ein mekachim elamidah. Cheskia is chaylik in this nekuda. He holds klishos and mekachim elamidas. So therefore, theoretically, one could have brought a chavis mekudish, and he wouldn't be mechav. It would be mechav. It shouldn't be mekadish the mayim kol alayla. Should first be mekadish Shabbos. No gzeira, but they asked to bring a klishos. Shema yaimru ladas niskachu. People might think that it was niskadish. You'll bring a klishores, so there's a possibility that it could be niskadish. People won't know what the kavonis of the mamali was. So they'll think it was niskadish, and then they'll have a kasha, so how could you use this mine? It's aishkishpal that there's no psulina by nisochim. So mamel, if you bring a klishores, people might derive wrong conclusions. So therefore, they brought a keli that's not mekudish. Let us see Rashi. Cheski yoma hovadi motzis lemishmeminei den shir lamayim. That's for sure, because if there would be a shir l'mayim, there's a poshet ha'itzah, let him bring more than the shir. Avol kiddush loy medas loy shemina mine. That's not mucha from the Mishnah that a keli is mekadosh loy medas. V'tayme demas nisen loy maisi b'mekadeshes. The reason we don't bring nekli mekudish, the man the chazilu lemocha the shoklu mitach kli shores. If a person will see Shabbos, they're taking it out from a kli shores. So well, he'll be under the impression ledas she yekachem kli nitnu by meyes. Well, they were put into the keli bedas that you become the skadish. Bekiven den shir lamayim kitchem a keli. The kachosi the menaschilu, and they'll see that fakel. So he'll come to this conclusion. The stomach kli shores. Some of them were mekadish it, and there was nifsal belina. Shmami nalina mayelis ben nesachim. There's no psulina for nesachim. But nafkemi nachubis. So a calamity will occur. So therefore, to avoid this, they said that you're memali with a chovis that's not mekudish. Omar Rav Yane, Omar Rav Zeire, afilu teime yeshir lamayim. I'll tell you, it could be there is a shir lamayim, and if you add more than three lugin, there wouldn't be niskadish at all. And I also tell you, klishoris ain mekachin elamidas. So memele, so whoever will see that there was, let's say, four lugin of mayim there, so the lechera there wouldn't be a havamina that it was niskadish for nisach hamayim, because four lugim is possible for nisach hamayim, need three lugim. Ugzeira shema yaimru lekidu shadayim v'raglayim milon. But there's a different zeira. People might come and think that it was niskadish letzeirech kidish shadayim v'raglayim, and there is no shir of three lugim. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yanai Omar, afilu teima yesh shir lamayim. Afilu there is a shir lamayim. So memela, if there's more than the shir, so no one can come to the conclusion there was nismalei for nisach hamayim, because nisach hamayim wouldn't be niskadish. V'lochi nafik minei chulbe. Gzeire shema yoimru lekidish yadayim reglayim lekoyin godol milo. Maybe it was nismalei for the kidish yadayim reglayim of the koyin godol. V'kitchum b'kli. Now, for the kiddush yadayim reglayim of the kohen gadol, you need mayim sheniskatshu b'kli. Shem mekatshim yadayim reglayim el b'mayim b'kadoshim. Don't the whole din of kiddush yadayim reglayim? You need mayim b'kadoshim. Dum yedekiyo. Just like the kahanim had yaitis, which are mekadish yadayim reglayim minakiyo. Shem nimshach b'shemen amishcha mekadish es meimov. V'heim l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So you see, for the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, we need mayim kedoshim sheniskatshu b'kli. V'af kitin shol zov sheyoisim l'chboidi shol koyin godol l'kaddush yemen yodo v'raglov kimrinim b'seide yume pektorv b'kalfi mekudush oyo. The kitin shol zov that the mekaddush yodo v'raglov for the koyin godol was also mekudush. For kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you need kiddush. So now they'll see a chovis that's molei mayim. Va'osi lemeima hoche, they'll come to say lekiddush yadayim v'raglayim milu. This was nismalei for the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of the kohen gadol. The last lahu shiur. Now that's for sure. By the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of the kohen gadol, there's no shiur. Shevil have a kuf lugim ruyim meim lekli. The niskachu. So they'll say it was niskadish. So here's kiddushes klishores. Kedushas Agu, and Bechichosi de Menaschulu, Omar Einline Mayeles Benesochim, so they'll say that there's no Psuline Benesochim. Dol Chaner is Ma'ire, that people will come to the conclusion and say that they see a big Chavis of Mayim, they'll say it was Nesmali for the Kohen Gadol. So Dol Chaner asks, the Bemisin and Mesechta Shumadach Mem Gimlamed Beis is a machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. It says in the Mishnah that Yom Kippur he was Makadish Yodav Raglo for that Tzloichi Shelzov. That's for sure. Now, what was the whole year? So there's a machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the whole year, he also was Makadish with that Tzloichi Shelzov. He didn't go to the Kiyah like all the Kahanim and Yaitis. He had a Sleicha shows up. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Tanna Kamma holds, it was only a special din Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was Mekadosh with Sleicha shows up. But a whole year, he was Mekadosh from the Kiyah. So now, now this is Shabbos Shal Sukkis, and we see it's a Chavis, we see a Chavis shows up, so people will think, oh, it was Niskadish, and the five looking over here you have in this Chavis shows up, so they'll say, it was Nismala for the Kain Godel. What's Kain Godel? When Kain Godel? The Kain Godel, only one day in the year, Yom Kippur, they were Mamala B'Sloichi shows up, but the Stamazoi, he went to the Kiyah like everyone else. So this whole toys is very modern, as if it's Dol Chaner. So Dol Chaner says something very interesting. So Chaner says, no, Pshat is like this. Pshat is, people will think they were Mamala this Chavis, Sukkis is not too far away from Yom Kippur. They were Mamala the Chavis, Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. No, that they could do. Now, after Yom Kippur was left over Mayim Kedoshim. Now, they can't use this water for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because this water was Nifsal already Belina. That they can't use. But Sukkis is coming around, and Sukkis you need Mayim for Nisach HaMayim. And by Nisach HaMayim there's no Psul in it. That's what the people will think. That's the whole Chuba over here. So people might think, so Mistamet Milom, they were Mamalet Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. And they didn't want to be throw it away because it's a shot, it's Mayim Kedoshim. And by Nisuch there's no psul of Lina. So that's their conclusion. So they'll think a very nice teretz. So Memele, so that is the Chash. So therefore they made sure that the Chavis was a was not Niskadish, that they shouldn't come to such conclusions. Let us see Taisvis. If they'll bring it into in a kli in a kli shores, it'll be nifsal belina. The imtaima. So Taisus asks, it's not that way. The nase kemi shemilu hakayf. That a chovis that you were memale erev Shabbos. So this chavis, afilo tzach chavis mekudish, will not be mekadish the mayim. Kivin shen nismale shaloi bizmano. It was nismale. When was the zman? When is the zman milui? The zman milui for the nisach hamayim b'shabbos is Shabbos. That's the zman milui. There's a problem. There were mamale from the mei shiluach. He can't carry on Shabbos. About this man of the mitzvah is Shabbos by day. They were memale erev Shabbos because they couldn't carry Shabbos in memale erev Shabbos. So it was nismale shaloi bismale. So Taisus will bring a gemara in Menoches that a klishores that was nismale shaloi bismale is keilu nismale al yedekoi. That means if it's not this man a mitzvah, so the mili doesn't have any chshivas. So if it doesn't have a chshivis, so it's not mekadosh. So it's not mekadosh. So memela, so it's not mekadosh. It's not mekadosh. I mean, there will be no psulina. There's no psulina. Shalei bismanoi, it's not miskadosh. So when it becomes manoi, Shabbos, it becomes manoi, it'll become miskadosh. It'll become miskadosh then. So what's the problem? Since it was Nismale Erev Shabbos, so the Milui is equivalent, Keilu a Milui, for the Nisach of Shabbos, that was done Erev Shabbos, is equivalent, Keilu a Koif was Memale the Klishos, Kivin she Nismalo Shaloi Bismano, the Klishos ain't on Mekachim Elo Bismani, it's only Mekadish Bismani. So Taisus says, yeah, that's 100% true. Erev Shabbos, it won't be Kaddish at all, because it's Shleib is Mane. But it will come, the Laila, Leil Shabbos, the Chimotei Leili Devei Shimshi, Tigdush, the Laila Ein Mechusel Zman, Laila, that means even though this man hanisuch is bayoim, but Laila does not have a din of mechusas man, so Laila already has the dinim of yoim, so then it becomes manna already, so then it'll become niskadish betchilas alayla, or mifsa belina, and it'll become nifsa belina seif alayla. So that means, that's true, the mili of shalei bizmani does never shibis. But as soon as it becomes Laila, he has a din of Zmanoi, and it'll be Mekadish the Mayim, and Saif Alayla become Nibsa Belina. So the Faisa says that's not true. Saif, me achar de koidam lachainis mali. You look at the Tchilas HaMilui. Since the Milui was Erev Shabbos, and it was a Milui of Shaloi Bezmanoi, yeshlonu lachoishvon keilu moloi hakul. So we consider that the mayim that is in this klisharis, it came through a kuf, and a mele, so if a mayim that came, a dovo that came, sheloika aloche, in the klisharis is not in the kaddishit. Kida askechen b'menoches peirik shtei halechem, gabi lechem haponim shesidroi acher hashabbat. Now the shulchan is a klisharis, and the shulchan is mekadish. Now what is the din if they put the lechem haponim on the shulchan, not Shabbos, Sunday, Mitzoy Shabbos? Shafilu hu ala shulchan, kama yomim, afilu the lechem haponim was on the shulchan a whole week, ein bekach klum, the nasa kemisha sidrei hakoif. So that means like this, theoretically, lechem aponim becomes nifsal belina the next Meitzoy Shabbos. It will remain on the shulchan with nifsal belina the next Meitzoy Shabbos. But over here, since it was put on the shulchan shaloi bizmanoi, so the shulchan is not mekadesh at all. So that was there a whole week as commander lesser. So the Shabbos remains when you theoretically 2 weeks on the shulchan. You put it Shabbos, the next Shabbos, you put it back on the Shulchan, and so there's no psulina, because the first Hanoche does not have any dinim whatsoever, because it was a Hanoche Shaloi Bismanach. V'yeshloima deloi domi. So Taisva says that the Milui Klishoris of Mayim Lenisuch is not similar to Sidr Lechem Aponim Al HaShulchan. Dishani hoche, by nisach hamayim dulei boi koyin ubigdei kohune. You don't need a koyin ubigdei kohune. Bimiluye. So the Mikdash David explains as follows. That by the lechem aponim, einoi miskadish halechem, eloi ayidei avoidas hasido. That means the lechem does not get kedushas Haguf does not get a kedushas haguf that when it's on the shulchan. It can't be on the shulchan. There's an avoidus hasido that together, the avoidus hasido together with the shulchan is mekadish the lechem. You need an avoid it. You need a koyin. You need big de kohune. So memela there the Gemara says if it's chasa avoidus hasido because you don't have a koyin, or if it was put on the wrong day, so there's also no avoidus hasido. There's no mitzvah sido that day. So the shulchan alone is not bekoyach to be mekadesh the lechem, because the kedushas alechem comes betziruf avoides asidur nanoch al shulchan. These two create a kedushas aguf. But she'ein kein by mayim lenisochim, there's no din avoid over here. Yeah, there's no din bigdekune. There's no din kohune. So there, the whole kedushas aguf comes about with the klisharis alone. So the klisharis could be mekadesh. So memele, so the klisharis could be mekadesh. So the maise, so it will be mekadesh takas as soon as it comes Laila. We say Laila's a mechusas man, so I'll get a kedushas aguf, and then say for Laila will be nifsal belim. Vim taimam, so Nataisis asks a second kash. Okay, so that's, we took care of Erev Shabbos. But every day there were memalei They were mamali b'tzloichi shel zot. They went to the Mei Shiluach, and then they were mamali b'tzloichi shel zot. Palei tzloichi shel zot, amarzeke shloi shelugi, mekudesh es oisa. The tzloichis was mekudesh. How do I know it was mekudesh? B'loiktoni she'ena mekudeshes, k'liktoni gabi chavis. By the chavis it says they were mamali b'chavis she'ena mekudeshes. But it's leiches, it doesn't say the umakadish, the umamali, but leiches, she'ain umakadish. Number one. The leiktoni, number two, she'ain mekachem oise beklisharis ache. It doesn't say in the Mishnah any place that they were makadish with another klisharis. So weistachois, they put in leiches shows off, that's it. Yeah. Koidim nisach. So kochoch, this leiches shows off was a klisharis. So how could they take out this sleiche shel zot to the mimei ashiluach usus chutz lazorim? So as soon as they were memalei the mayim, so the mayim got a kedushas haguf or mivsele biyotzei, so became posel biyotzei, given the miskatshu beklisharis. So now Tosis is asking as follows. And to appreciate what Tosis is going to say now, that means like this. This we have an offene Gemara, and there's a lot of rayas to this, that the psul line is totally in the Kedushas Aguf. And as soon as there was Niskandish Kedushas Aguf for the Klishoris, there's a psul line. That's a double muskin. Now Tosis will bring down Shitas Rashi is that the Psul Yoytzei is also totally in Kedushas Aguf. As long as I got a Kedushas Aguf from a Kli Shoris, there's a Psul Yoytzei. That's Shitas Rashi. And we'll see Tosis is Chelik on Rashi. But Al Kaponim, Tosis is building up the Kasha. Now, the Tzluchis that they were Memalei the Mayim was a Kli Shoris. And they took it out to the Shiluach. So as soon as they took it out to the Shiluach, so Memela and they were Memala the Mayim, so that Mayim got a Kedushas Aguf, so it should be Nifsel right away, B'yoytze. Kiven is Kacha B'kli Shores, so Mifsel B'yoytze, Kiven is Kacha B'kli Shores, Ki Eiche the Mifsel B'lina. V'chein Perish B'kuntres B'hedye, and this will be now three Rashis. V'reish Shtei Midis, Kabi Shulchan, so Rashi says, Avul Mekadish Liposel, it's Mekadish Liposel, so Rashi says, Watch out, Liposel, Beline, Beyoitze, when it's Mekadish, so it's Kadish that it's, his Kadish is a good Liposel, Beline, Beyoitze. One Rashi. The Perikam is Bech Mekadish Beforish Bekuntris, Avul Mekadishim Liposel, Im Yotzach Utzlekloim, Einoga Beitzvul Yoim. The Gam Rabbeinu Shloime Perish Perik Beis Dezvochem Gabi Yitzie Mahu Shetoyul Bekiddush Yodayim Veraklai. The Gemara clears a Shaila as follows. Will there be a psul of Yitzie Bekiddush Yodayim Veraklai Kiderech Kol HaKadoshim Bekli hanifsolim biyotze. Now this is a Rashi, not a Tosis, but just let's explain what Rashi says. Make it a little bit more interesting, the Beis Halevi says Pshat and Rashi as follows, that there's a machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe holds that by Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim there's a psul line. That means just like by the Mayim alone is a psuline, so there's also a psuline by the Koyin who was Niskadish b'mei akiyah when the Zman Line comes, so is Yodav become posel avoid. There's a psuline. So the Gemara clears a shaila because his hands aren't better than the Mayim. It's Niskadish al Yedeya Mayim, so it's not better than the Mayim. Just like by the Mayim alone, there's a psuline. So the Yodav Shan Niskadish al Yedeya Mayim also there's a psuline. Clarity Gemara, according to Rebbe, this is how the Beis Levi says Chat and Rashi, according to Rebbe, just like there's a psuline, is there a psul yoitze? So what does that mean? If the Koyim was doing the Voide, he goes out for a few minutes, he goes out of the Azor, now he comes back. What happens now? Does he need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Or doesn't he need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. So Al Kaponim, Nachamo Rashi L'shitosa, because Rashi says that a Dovoshan is Kaddish B'Kli Shoritz, is a Psul Yaitse. So the Gemara declares, that's the Shail of the Gemara. Before, let's see Nachamo Taisvis. If the Kohen went out of the Azore, that means that the Yitzhiya passel the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Kiderech, so Rashi says, Kol HaKadoshim B'Kli HaNifsolim B'Yaitze. So Mamela, we have here three Rashis, that something that niskadish b'kli shoris against hakdushas aguf and it's possible b'yaitze. Ahash de koshes, and now Rashi Taisus asked, mimei titzluchis. They took out the tzluchis, and Taisus had proven this tzluchis had hakdushas aguf. Took it to the mei ashiluach. They were memale the maim, so now got hakdushas aguf. And the tzluchis was a kli shoris, now the maim got hakdushas aguf. But mifsalu b'yaitze. Why did it become nifsal b'yaitze? Omihu ein mikan kushye kolkach. This is not such a gefährliche kashe. Dein klishoris mekadish b'chutz ad sheikonis lefnim. A klishoris is not mekadish b'chutz. So mamela nothing happened. Kedi omar shmur behedye b'shili ha-mizbeach mekadish. Amemra of shmur. The klishoris ein mekadshin elo mitoichon. Shmur said two alochis. Alochin abobom. That a klishoris is only mekadish what's inside the klishoris. Lafuki the goydish. Let's say if you have something that's overflowing the klishoris, it's over the doif meyakeli. It's not mekadish. It has to be toich hakeli. That's one aloch. Vei mekadshim elo mebifnim. And Shmuel said another aloch that a klishoris is only mekadish in the azore. So memele, fine. So Taisvah says, the Bikiyim, the Rishash, and others ask Kakasha, it's a Psapella, Taisvah to bring a member of Shmuel, it's enough in the Mishnah. Al Kaponim, that's a problem. Al Kaponim, that's Emes, that a Klishoris is only Mekadish Bifnim. So this Kasha is no Kasha. So Kolzman, it was Chutz Lazore, never got a Kedusha Saguf. Bring it into the Azor, it's Fartik, so there's no Psul anymore. Abel Kosha, but Taisus asks a different Kasha. The Perikame de Menochis, the Pligi, there's a Machloikis. The Perikame de Menochis, a Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lokish, Bebolalo Chutz Lachaymes Azor. That if they made the Blilas HaMinche outside of the Chayme. So Machlokes. The Reish Lakish Omar Ksheire. Reish Lakish says it's kosher. The Midikahune Loi Boy. Because by Blila you don't need Kahune. Is Ponim Nami Loi Boy. So you don't need it should be in Dazore. Just like Midikahune Loi Boy, Ponim Nami Loi Boy. So it doesn't have to be in Dazore. She can make the blila b'chutz. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan holds its posel. Rabbi Yochanan holds its posel. Kiven dasa yosei b'kli, nehei de kohune loy boi, ponim mi boi. Since it has to, the mincha has to be in a klishores, so memele, so even though you don't need kohune, but you need pnim. Period. Alme bifnim miskatsha, afilohochi le mifsilo biyaitse. So the Maram explains as follows, that the Midrashavit brings down, that the Blila needs a klishoris. Blila needs a klishoris and has to be miskadish ayyidei a klishoris. Now, if they made the Blila chutz lochay mesazoreh, it wasn't Miskadish there, because we just learned that a klishoris is not Mekadish Chutz Lazoret. So Al Kolchoch, what happened? They first put the soilus in the klisharis inside the azorah to be mekadesh it. Then they took it out to make blila. Now we have yamachleikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokish. Is it a good blila? Not a good blila? Fine. That's the machleikis we understand. But there's a new problem. If it was niskadesh in the azorah already, so merely you take it out now. Now it should be nifsul b'yaitzi. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi says that something that's niskadesh b'klisharis is nifsal b'yaitzi. V'lohochi loy mifsul b'yaitzi. One kash. Kash number two. V'chein mashme b'peirik ha'tcheilas. V'omar Rav Sheshes. Hani tanoi kerebi svirlu. These tanoim hold. The Omar Shchite Mikatsha, Perish the Ifsala Biyotze. Now here we're speaking about, let's say, Lachme Toide. So Rebbe said that the Shchites HaZevach is Mekadish the Lechem. The Shchites HaZevach is Mekadish the Lechem, not the Tanu. The Shchites HaZevach is Mekadish the Lechem. And after the Shchites HaZevach, then will be Pasul Biyotze. Fine. Shchit, the Shchita is Mekadosh. Ubesoif hahi shmaite koma, hod loike Rebbe. This sugya is not like Rebbe. The ike Rebbe, because if it's going according to Rebbe, given the Omar Shchita Mekadoshon, since Rebbe holds the Shchita is Mekadosh, the parik lohu heiches, so where is he poided? He amroi, if he's poided outside of the Zohar, if slu b'yoitzei. Mashme davke mishum de shchite mekatsha hu mifsul b'yoitzei. The Gemara says over there, and we should appreciate what Taisvus is talking about, then we'll understand that Taisvus is chaylik an Rashi. Taisvus hold that a klishoris that is Mekadosh Akdushas Aguf does not pasul b'yoytze. What does pasul b'yoytze? An avoide pasuls. You'll make shchite by a korban, that will pasul. You'll make kmitze by a mincha. After the kmitze, then there'll be a psul yoytze. But you need an avoide to give it Akdushas Aguf li pasul b'yoytze. This is a preview of Shitas HaTaisvus. So now we have like this. We have a Shitas Rebbe is that Shchita is Mekadosh. The avoid of Shchita is Mekadosh. Fine. But the Gemara says later, so according to Rebbe, there's a problem, or the like Rebbe. It's not like Rebbe. The Rebbe, given the Omar Shchita Mekadosh, the poet Lovaychi Avroi Yipsula Biyaitse. That according to Rabbi, that Rabbi holds that the Shchit is Mekadesh, so it'll be the Poklu Heiche, Yabroi Yivsulu B'yoytze. Mash Medavke Mishum the Shchit is Mekadesh, because the Shchit is Mekadesh the Lechem. Who Mivsul B'yoytze? Olav Hochi Loi. But if I don't hold Shchit is Mekadesh, it's not Mivsul B'yoytze. Af ogav the Rebbe Islay Tano Mekadesh b'menoches Perik Abishmoel, that the Tano was already Mekadesh the Lechem. So al kaponim from the Gemara it would seem as follows: that what the Tano is Mekadesh the Lechem wouldn't be nifsul b'yoytze. That's a kedushas group. Maybe it'll be nifsul b'lina, but it won't be nifsul b'yoytze. If shchit is Mekadesh, so then it's nifsul b'yoytze. So Memela, so we see Klo, that a Kedushas Klishoris is not sufficient to be made, to create a Psul Yoitz. Miyu Yesh Litrois. So Taisus wants to say, this Raya could be, we could be Doiche the Raya. Why? The Boim Im Hazevach Shani. That means like this. Taisus is saying that Be'emison a Klishoris is also Mekadesh Lifsul B'yaitze. So theoretically, the Tano should also be Mekadesh to Pasul B'yaitze. But since this Lechem, Lachme Toide, are Boim Im HaZevach, it's a Chelik of the Zevach, so then it's Nigrar Boso de Zevach. So that means, so then it has the Dinim, which are, that's Zichel, the Zevach becomes Neskadesh Ayyadei Shrite.
So memele, so the lechem is nigra boso de zevach, and therefore therefore even though all the time a kli shorish should be sufficient to be mekadish a minche that it should be nifsel b'yoytzei, but over here, since it's boi mazevach, so it's nigra boso de zevach. So therefore, you need the shchitas hazevach to be mekadish to lechem. And Taisa says, I'll prove it to you. Donisachim haboyim im hazevach. Let's forget about Rashi. Rashi said this a psul yoytzei by a kli shoris. I want to disagree. Let's forget about yoytzei. Let's talk about the psulina. The psulina, everyone is moided, that the psulina is, that's our gemara. Psulina is with a kli shoris, it's nifsul belina. So Taisa says, fine. So what's the din of nesachim haboyim im hazevach? Loi mifsele beline, elo b'shchites hazevach. Nesachim haboyim im hazevach, loi mifsele beline, elo b'shchites hazevach, kido omar ziri b'perek atoide. So nesachim haboyim im hazevach, even though there was a kedushas klishoritz, there won't be a psul line till shchites hazevach. The ilu b'fnei atzmon t'nam b'meseches mile, kitshu b'kli, nisachim aboim b'fnei atzmon, nifsulu b'line. So you see that there's a chilik of a something that's a nitbal to a zevach, then there is dinim of the zevach. If it's not nitbal to a zevach, then there's different halachas. So that what the Gemara says, that there'll only be a psul yoytzei if shchita mekadish, because not because that a tano can't be mekadish to create a psul yaitze. No, a tano can also create a psul yaitze, but lechem haboy mezevach is nigra with the zevach, and memele, so therefore, dafke, the psul yaitze is only b'shchitas hazevach. Esfas emes asks, amu'uyim dikekashe, she says, I bezoi agemorish shreklach. Taisus brings a raya from the psulina of Nesachim. So Taisus says, I'll prove it to you. Ziri says, Nesachim aboim im hazevach. It's not nifsul belina till shchitas hazevach. And Samazay Nesachim, nifsul belina right away. So you see there's a difference. Rektus vasem mishay mishamayim. What are we speaking about? We're speaking about the niskei hamayim that came with the Tomid Shel Shachar. That's Nesachim Haboim im Hazevach. So what's Pshat Ma Gemara? Our whole Gemara is Shreklach. Our Gemara says they were warned Memale it Bekli, with a Kli Shores, because if Memale it right and the Kli Shores will be Nifsal Belina. Mm-hmm. What Nifsal Belina? The Shchitas Hazevach is Shabbos. So it's Boim im Hazevach, so it's Nifsa Belina, so it gets the Kedusha, Leiposel Belina, the Shchitas Hazevach. This is a Nisuch of the Tomid Shel Shachas. This is Boim im Hazevach. Ach Shek Lechakashe. He brings the Ritva, says that the Niskei Hamayim is not called Boim im Hazevach. He says it's very difficult to understand. There was Nisuch that this came with the Tomid. There was Niskei Yayin, Niskei Mayim. Amoyre de Kekashe. Aber al koponim, so Taisvis had a raya, Taisvis had a raya from a gemore, that the lechem is only nifsal b'yoytze with shchitas hazevach, and Taisvis wanted to prove from that the psul yoytze is not, does not come about through a kli shoris, it only comes about through an avoide. But Taisvis says, could be nitazoi, could be a kli shoris, could also create a psul yoytze. No, here, if it's boy mezebach, so then it has the dinim of the zebach. Now, this is another raya, not like Rashi. Mahanu disnan perik sheini demila. The Mishnah in Meila says, kitchon bekli, if something became hukshar bekli, if it became a kaddish bekli, Hukshiru liposel b'tful yoyim. Now gets a kedushas aguf, so it's nifsal b'tful yoyim. Ube mechusa kipurim. Ube line. That's it.
Now, if the Mishnah is coming to enumerate all the psulim that come about after its kitshon bekli, so speak about Yoytzei also. According to Rashi, this comes with the psul Yoytzei comes afterwards kiddush bekli shoris. So why didn't the Mishnah speak about this? Yoyim, Chusa Kippurim, Blina, what's with Yoytzei? Like Tani Obi Yoytzei. So Taisus, according to me, is also shver. Goodbye. Amin chetake could be. It's not. There's no psul yaitze. But let's say by zvochim. So there's an avoda there. So then already there will be a psul yaitze. Beloitoni leis. Why didn't he mention this? He says no. I did loitoni le gabishtei alechem velechem aponim. Umenoches loitoni lo bahanas. That he didn't want to differentiate. So, Bekitza, Shitas HaTaisvis is, there is no psul yaitze on something that through the Kiddush Bekli Shoris, there's no psul yaitze. You need an avoider. V'hod amrine bepeire kol shot, gabi lishe de menoches, when they were lost the menoches, and hey bezrizim lesse, dake, the lishe was not al yedei's reason. It means it was Yisraelim. You don't need kahanim to make the lishe. B'mokim's reason is it. But the lishe's amenoches was b'mokim's reason. And that means it wasn't that zoret. So the mom means to say, there's nothing to worry about. Chimots, it's b'mokim's reason. The kahanim are there. Nothing to worry about. So Tosfos says, I'm going to make a problem. Why does it have to be b'mokim's reason? Why does it have to be b'mokim's reason? At least Shoris is not Mekadosh Lipsil B'yoyitz. He can make it, with other things doing in the base of Midrash. Can go outside and make delicious Hamintzit. So Taisu says, Uche de Milsu, de Derech La Soysam, de Mokim's reason. They did it like that. Halachically it wasn't necessary to make delicious Hamintzit in the Azore, but they did it. Finished. Now, we have another, Taisus had brought down Rashi, the Gemara, Klar Rashaile, is a psul of Yoytze by Kiddush Yadayim Baraglayim. Now, that was good according to Rashi. Rashi explained that, just like the there's a psul Yoytze on the Mayim of the, and anything that was in the Skadish Bekli, there's a psul Yoytze, so Yodah Baragla, there's also a psul Yoytze. According to Taisus, there's no such thing. So Taisus says, "V'yitziya the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim lav mishum psul yaitze." The Gemara doesn't mean out yaitze. Elikad the kamrinen hosam, even the porish asuchi asach baite. The Gemara says a different reason over there. The Gemara says that going out of the zorah is a hesach havas, not out yaitze. Yeah, the Gemara b'chal doesn't mention yaitze. Okay, it's a different Gemara. So Bemison, that the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph, Simen Hey is Mavai, according to Rashi, we mentioned before that there's a double shail over there. Rabbi holds that there's a psul line b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So the Gemara declared, according to Rabbi, just like there's a psul line, maybe there's a psul yaitzei also. That was shail number one. Shail number two was, according to Rabbi Lezer Bab Shimon, that holds there's no psul line, so ein echanami psul yaitzei is also not, but maybe there'll be a psul of hesach hadas. That's how the Beis Halevi found Pizrash. V'hod d'ayik peirik shtei halechem. Now this is going to have a few problems. Amrit lishoson barichoson mibachutz. You're going to tell me that the lisha and the aricha of the mincha was mibachutz. Alma midis yovish loy niskadish. So why is the midis yovish wasn't niskadish? So pashtus the Gemara is, Nachmi Rashi says over there, because if the midis yovish was niskadish, I can make it bechutz, it'll be possible with yaitze. V'chein b'soiv kolam enoches bo yismatze de dorish rab shimin tano shtei pa'omim. It says twice tano. Number one, shtei afiyosan betano. Number two, shei yeigdeishan betano, that the tano is mekadish. Uporich, the tano is mekadish. Mohod esnan rab shimin oima lo ilam havarogi lo ima shtei alechem v'lechem aponim ksheirois ba'azori. They can be eaten in the azori. Uksheiris abeifagi. Abeifagi was outside of the azori. You can eat it there also. Like the Gemara, if the Tano is Mekadosh, so how could you take it Abei Pagi? So from these two Gemaras, it would seem
that something that's miskadish b'klisharis, there is a psul yaitze. Lav mishum di mekad shehave mifsul b'yaitze. No, 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 that's not pshat in the Gemara. Ala mishum di dovol mechuahu lahaitzi dovol lechutz shen miskadish. The Gemara means that since it was miskadish, it's not proper to take it out. The Gemara doesn't mean psulim. The Gemara means it's mechuahu, it's miskadish ready, you leave it in the zol. Vim taima, so Taisvis asks, kivin, the bikdushis, according to Taisvis, the whole psul yaitze comes about from the first avoide that was done. The shrite, the kmitze, then there's a psul yaitze. Is kivin the bikdushis kli lai mifsula bi yaitze, minches kaihanim, vim taima, kivin the bikdushis kli lai mifsula bi yaitze, since Taisus came to the conclusion that Kedushas Kleila Mifshla B'Yaitze Minchas Kahanim V'Chavite Kain Godol, the last book Kmitze, they don't have Kmitze. These were Kulei Oilu L'Hashem Oilu L'Ishim Unisachim Abon Bifnei Atzmon Sha'emes Mifshla B'Yaitze. So when is there Psul Yaitze by these Kachim? There's no Avoide. I mean, you have it and then you do the Avoide. There's no in between. The Taisha says, those that there is no avoida to be mekadesh them, then the kiddush kli is sufficient to create a psul yaitze. The boysan moyel kiddush kli, the chavosi amrinin, besoif beishamai bezbochim. The Gemara says it'll be a different halacha. The Gemara says yesh loy matirim mishikolvu matiro, ein loy matirim mishikotshei bekeli. So we see that there's different types of kotshim. If there's a matir, if there's an avoidus, so then the halachas first start when after hikilvu matiro. If there's no matir, then b'shas kiddush bekeli. Vim taima lefima she Pirashnu, the klisharis ain mekadshim ella bifnim. We said a klisharis is only mekadish bifnim. So we have a solution for the whole problem in the sugya. Ken akati tikshalom v'naisi b'mekadeshes. Let's take a chovis mekadeshes. V'lo yachnisum b'azora ad la'acha amud ha'shacha. And we'll leave it out of the zora the whole night. So no be kadesh lo yipslu belime. So why do you have to bring a chavish shel chayil? But that was kadesh. Bishloimedim came ayoyu shetaymu kadesh. So what did you accomplish? So you took a kli shoris that's not mekadesh. So that's equivalent to chavish shel chayil. The Mishnah just said you can't be mekadesh the mind. That's all what the Mishnah said. So you can do it by taking a kli chayil. You can take a kli shoris and leave it outside. It's also not mekadesh. So what did you accomplish? You didn't accomplish anything. Cheskia said that a klishoris is ain mekachim shaloi midas. That you need das to be mekadesh. So Tkeshi said, Meiker Adin take, there's no problem. Meiker Adin, if he doesn't want to be mekadesh to Mayim, you could use a kli shoris. Since he doesn't want a kiddush, but al tzgzeire. Teime, the beperik atoide pligi betoido sheshochto al shmoinim chalas. A person shechted a toide. Now a toide comes with 40 chalas. A person wanted to make a giant toide. So he wanted that the shechites a toide should be mekadesh 80 chalas. Now that can't be. He can't make that. But he wanted that should be that the shechites a zevach should be mekadesh 80 chalas. Chizki Omar kitchu alboi mitoich shmoyin. So he could have all his intentions. He wanted that 80 chalas should be in this kaddish. But Lamai said 40 chalas will be in this kaddish. That's what Chizkiya said. But Rabbi Yochanan Omar, loy kitshu. Nothing is miskadosh.
Umasik abaye. So abaye said, what pshat the machloikis? The pligi be klishoris mekadshim shaloi midas. There's a machloikis of klishoris a mekadosh shaloi midas. Cheski yisova mekadshim.
That means like this. He wanted 80 chalas. That was his das. 40 is not, he doesn't want 40. He wants 80. So how can 40 be miskadosh?
So Cheski holds klishoris is mekadosh shaloi midas.
Du kennst Wellen von Heinz Morgen, your das is garnished. You want 80, 80 can't be finished, but the 40 will become the Scottish.
So memele, so 40 will be the Scottish, shaloi mi das. That's what Chesky holds.
And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's only Mekadish, only mi das. He wants a Kiddush of 80 chalas. There can't be 80 chalas in Golnish, so nothing is the Scottish.
So Al Kapon, we have a stir in Chesky. The Gemara says over there that Chesky holds Klishoris Mekachin Shaloi Midas. And our Gemara says Klishoris Ein Mekachin Ela Midas. Astir in Chesky. Uchimoy kein koshe the Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. Now there'll be Astir in Rabbi Yochanan also. The Rav Pope kom Arosam. That was a bias pshat in the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Chesky. Rav Pope said over there, the Kula Alme Klishoris Mekachin Shaloi Midas. Everyone holds a klishos and mekadosh shaloi midas. Aye, what is the svar of Rabbi Yochanan that nothing is miskadosh? So Rapope says, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that a sakin is not a klishos. It doesn't have a toif. It doesn't have the mail of a klishos. That's mekadosh shaloi midas. Tavka keli with a toif is mekadosh shaloi midas. A sakin is, it's garua because it doesn't have a toif. Okay. But al koponim, Rapope said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a klishoris is mekadosh shaloi midas. A sakin is different. Okay. Be'ikame de menochis gabi kmitzas psulim. Let's say a person made there was a kmitza psula. That means like this. Let's say a kohen made a kmitza besmoil. So that's a kmitza psula. The sanye loy shonu elokomats avokidesh posel. So the Gemara says as follows. Very interesting Gemara. A person made a kmitza besmoil. He had a mincha, he made a kmitza. So the Gemara says, you know what you do? It's a posel of kmitza. So what do you do? Put it back again into the mincha and you make a kosher smith. You make a kosher kmitza. So that means you can still rectify what you did. Nothing happened yet. This was a kmitza psula. So nothing happened. So the Gemara says, lo yishonu ela komas. If he only made a kmitz, he wasn't mekadish the koimitz bekeili. So it wasn't nigmar the avoid yet. So he didn't do it yet. So memele, so he could, put it back and he'll make a new kmitz. Avol kidesh. But what happens if he was goimel the avoid this hakmitz, he put it into a keili? He's a mekadish it already. So then, it's possible. Then that's a kmitza psula and finished. And, it's possible. Porich, schreck the gemore, I besoy, so it doesn't make sense what you're saying. Dichi mahadale le koimitz le duchtei. So, but he said if he wasn't mekadish it, it's good. So what does he do? He puts back the koimitz into the keili with the rest of the mincha. So he's mekadish it automatically. This keili is a klishoris. So the kmitza will become this kaddish. They did the keli of the kli of the mincha. Chimehazale le koymetz le duchte li kaddish vli li posel. Amar Rab Yochanan zay say meres kli shoris ein mekadshim elamidas. Rab Yochanan says, oh, from his araya that a kli shoris is only mekadish elamidas. He doesn't want to be mekadish the koymetz. He wants to return the koymetz. He wants to mix it up again. So zay say meres kli shoris ein mekadshim elamidas. So Memela, we have here now a stir in Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan holds that klishoris ein mekadosh elamidas, you need that. And Rav Pope said in Menachis that atoydesh shochta al shmeinim chalas, that what Rabbi Yochanan holds nothing is mekudish is because the second has never didn't have a klishoris. But theoretically, Rabbi Yochanan also holds that a klishoris is mekadosh elamidas. So we have here a stir of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Then these two Rabbi Yochanan, we have a stira, Cheski and Rabbi Yochanan. And Cheski and Cheski also. Umiyu de Rabbi Yochanan, ikel ishnuye,
שאני תוי דמיתויך שמקדש מם מיתויך פי מידס. ביה תוי דה, since if he would want to be מקדש 40 of the 80, he would zichah become a קודש. מקדש נמי שלוי מידס. So therefore it's מקדש שלוי מידס. So the Oitza explains like this, that what Rav Popper said, Rabbi Yochanan holds, that theoretically, if a sakon have a din of a klishoris, 40 we become the miskadish. The reason is as follows. Because be'etzem, what would be if he would want to be mekadish to 40? So he could be mekadish to 40, that's for sure. So Mamela, when he wanted to be mekadish the 80, so yesh bechlal masayim on it, and 80 is 40 plus 40. He wanted, there was also a rotzen that the 40 of these 80 should be mekadish. Wanted these 40 and these 40. So that means, so since be'etzem 40 could be niskadish, and he also wanted these 40 to become niskadish. He wanted 40 plus 40. So if azoy bait we say shaloi midas, we don't tans noch your das legat. You wanted 80. You wanted 80. But 80 is 40 plus 40. So shaloi midas, we say that al kaponim 40 of the 80 will be miskadish. That means the shaloi midas over there is not a true shaloi midas. Not that he didn't want that it should be miskadish. He wanted that everything should be miskadish. So he wanted more than the 40, but he wanted yesh b'chlal masayim on it. So there the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan holds as such a shaloi midas that he didn't want that it should be such a shaloi midas, klisharis is mekadosh. Because mitzidei also there was a das for 40. He wanted 40 plus 40. Masha ain kain by the Rabbi Yochanan, when he was marzer the koimitz back into the together with the minche, so there was bechlal no rotzen that the koimitz should be niskadish. So there were yods and klisharis mekadish shalei midas. So lechayra Taisa saying there's two types of shalei midas. There's a shalei midas of if he doesn't want bechlal it should be niskadish. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that taka not niskadish. But if there's a shaloi midas be'etzem, he wanted the 40 should be miskadish. He wanted the whole 80 should be miskadish. That's true. He wanted 80. He wanted, so, but in this rotzen of 80, there's a rotzen on the 40 also. So then we say that it's miskadish shaloi midas. That means of hazoi v'itansman and mishnach. And since it was a rotzen on the whole 80, so 40 of the 80 become miskadish. So memele, אבל מהך קושה שאין שיר למים. Here our Gemara says, now this is going back to Cheskiah, that the Gemara said, according to Cheskiah, that Cheskiah holds that אין שיר למים, after Lohochi, אין מקדשים שלוי מידס, it's not מקדש שלוי מידס. Now, לדעבוני, I don't understand what Taisvus is asking. The same shtick Teira Taisvus said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have the same shtick Teira in Cheskiah. Cheskiah only said a shaloi midas of aboy mitoich shmoinim. Such a shaloi midas is miskadish. Here we have a shaloi midas. He doesn't want it to be miskadish. He doesn't want to be miskadish to mine. Mamish, the same thing Taisvus said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, l'cheira Taisvus said, okay, this is a Teretz and Cheskiah also. Now, the Emes in the Sfas Emes says this Teretz and Teisvus Kash. I don't know why he's not a Kasher to Rabbi Yochanan. Look, this is a Teretz, Teisvus said it according to Rabbi Yochanan also. But it's very schwer. I mean, look, Sfas Emes on Sevem for Teisvus Kash. He says it's a Pasha to Teretz. The Shaloi Midas of Aboi Mitev Shmeine is a different, Shmeinim is a different Shaloi Midas than Agamore. Agamore, Taki doesn't want Bechlal that the Mayim should become Niskadish, and there he wants that the whole thing should be Niskadish, so that's a lesser Shaloi Midas. Al Kaponim, Taisvus has a Kasha and Cheskiah. Yeshloi Medesh, Ani Hoche, Shaloi Bizmanho. So what does Taisvus answer? So Taisvus answers, that even though Cheskia holds that a klisharis is mekadesh shalemidatz, but here we have to realize that the kiddush will be chal shalei bizman. Now the Eitzah brings down for Taisus in Menachos. What do you mean shalei bizman? Taisus before said that Laila is lav mechusas man. Taisus says true Laila is lav mechusas man. But lagabi the din of kiddush shalei midas, it has a din of shalei bizman. That means since this is not the zman hanisuch, that means that koyach that a klisharis has to be mekadesh shalei midas, that is only when it is the zman hakrove, when it is the zman hanisuch. So then, even though he doesn't want to be mekadesh, five minamon, and it's mekadesh. But if lemaise, even though along this it doesn't have a din of a mechusas man, but since lemaise it is not a zman hakrove, and it's shalei midas also, so then it's not mekadesh. Shani hoche. Shalei bizman. Ava gab damrinim b'seif shtei alechem the klisharis mekachem shalei bizmanoi. So the Mashal explains that means in a case where you don't need kohune, so klisharis is mekadesh shalei bizmanoi. Mikomokim gore shalei bizmanoi mi bizmanoi le'inyin shalei midas. Gabi the inyin of shalei midas, shalei bizmanoi is worse than zmanoi.